Brands, much like living organisms, evolve over time. This evolution is not just about changing a logo or updating a tagline. It's a transformation that can redefine a company's identity, its audience, and its place in the market. But why do brands evolve? Is it just to stay relevant, or is there more to the story? Is it something your business needs right now? Will it help, or will it do more harm than good? Throughout this episode, we will explore the reasons behind brand evolution, how it impacts a brand's identity, and, most importantly, its relationship with the customer base. Right here on the Story Selling Podcast.
You're listening to the Story Selling Podcast, where we help you create better content, double your impact and your revenue through the power of story and sales psychology. Here's your host, digital marketing strategist and founder of the Story Selling Masterclass, 16 Ramos.
When Lego decided to expand their product line in the late 90s, they didn't realize that this decision would nearly cause their downfall into near bankruptcy. From introducing action figures to creating theme parks, Lego strayed far from their core product. This diversification led to a dramatic loss in profits by 2003. But this crisis became a catalyst for one of the most remarkable turnarounds in brand history. Lego refocused on their core product and combined it with a successful foray into digital games, movies, and even AI-powered robotics, thereby reinventing and solidifying the Lego brand in the 21st century. Brand evolution and rebranding. There seems to be the right way and the wrong way to do it. We're going to dissect what these terms really mean, why they are crucial in the digital age, and how they can be a double-edged sword. We'll look at the brands that got it right, the ones that missed the mark, and those whose attempts at evolution were downright disastrous. And then, we'll also attempt to answer some important questions. One of them is a brand still the same brand after it evolves? And whether they are or aren't, how does this move help or destroy brand loyalty? While the terms brand evolution and rebranding are often used interchangeably, they hold distinct meanings and implications for businesses. Let's start with brand evolution. This is a gradual and ongoing process where a brand adapts and changes over time. It involves refining the brand's message, its visual identity, and sometimes its target audience. This evolution is often a response to changes in the market, emerging trends, or shifts in consumer behavior. A great example of this is Netflix, which evolved from a DVD rental service to a streaming giant and a leading content producer. On the other hand, rebranding is a more drastic and immediate change. It's like a complete makeover for a brand. This could mean a new name, logo, or a total shift in the brand's messaging and positioning. Rebranding is often done in response to a crisis, major shifts in the company's direction, or to distance the brand from negative connotations. A recent example is the renaming of Facebook and Instagram to Meta. The key difference lies in the scale and speed of change. Brand evolution is more like a journey. It's incremental and can be almost imperceptible at times. Rebranding, however, is a destination. It's a sudden, significant shift that is immediately noticeable to the market and consumers. To understand these concepts better, let's take a quick dive into history. In the early days of branding, the focus was mainly on trademarks and logos, simple identifiers for businesses. As markets became more saturated, brands started to infuse more personality and values into their identities. This led to the era of brand evolution, where companies continuously adapted to stay relevant and competitive. But as the pace of change in technology and consumer preferences accelerated, some brands found themselves in need of more drastic measures. Cue the era of rebranding. This was no longer just about staying relevant, but about survival and significant transformation. there are a number of signals that prompt a business to consider evolving its brand. Knowing when to evolve can be crucial for a brand's survival and growth. Market changes are a major driver. This includes new competitors, changes in industry standards, or even technological advancements. For example, consider how BlackBerry, once a leader in the smartphone market, struggled to evolve as touchscreen technology and app ecosystems became the new norm. They missed the cue to evolve, and this resulted in a significant decline in their market share. Another critical indicator is shifts in customer behavior and preferences. Brands need to stay attuned to what their customers want and how these preferences evolve over time. A classic example is McDonald's. As health consciousness grew among consumers, McDonald's began offering healthier options, updated their menu, and evolved their marketing to stay relevant. Now, whether or not this was eventually loved by their primary clientele is a different story. An outdated brand image can also signal the need for evolution. This is particularly true in industries that are rapidly evolving or highly trend-sensitive. For instance, Old Spice revamped their image from being seen as an old man's aftershave to targeting a younger demographic with humorous, edgy advertising campaigns. This evolution helped rejuvenate the brand and expand their customer base. Expansion into new global markets can also necessitate brand evolution. Cultural nuances and different consumer expectations can mean that what works in one market won't necessarily work in another. Consider how Starbucks adapts its menu and store designs to fit local cultures, thereby evolving its brand to meet diverse global tastes. Lastly, technological advancements can trigger brand evolution. Brands that fail to keep up with technology risk becoming obsolete. Kodak, for example, was slow to embrace digital photography, and it clung to its film-based business model for too long. This resistance to technological evolution led to its downfall in an era dominated by digital cameras and smartphones. These indicators highlight the importance of being adaptive and responsive as a brand. It's not just about changing for the sake of change, but evolving to stay aligned with the dynamic market and consumer landscapes. So how exactly does this evolution take place? Brand evolution can be subtle, involving incremental changes, or it can be a complete overhaul of the brand's identity. Incremental changes are small and gradual updates that keep the brand fresh and relevant without alienating existing customers. Google's logo evolution over the years is a perfect example. The changes were subtle, yet they kept pace with design trends and technological advancements. On the other hand, complete overhauls are radical changes that redefine the brand. A notable example is Burberry. Once associated with a somewhat outdated image, Burberry overhauled its brand by updating its fashion lines, bringing in celebrity endorsements, and revamping their digital presence, thereby attracting a younger, more fashion-forward audience. So it doesn't always need to be a complete overhaul. Brands can evolve with one aspect at a time, perhaps starting with visual evolution. Visual evolution involves changes in a brand's aesthetic elements, like its logo, color scheme, and overall design language. Apple's evolution from the rainbow-colored Apple logo to the sleek, monochromatic design we see today reflects its shift towards a more modern and sophisticated brand identity. This visual evolution played a crucial role in positioning Apple as a premium technology brand. Next, a brand might explore message evolution. This is about evolving what the brand stands for and communicates to its audience. Dove's Real Beauty campaign is an excellent example. Dove evolved from a brand simply selling beauty products to one promoting body positivity and challenging beauty stereotypes. This shift in messaging resonated deeply with consumers, significantly enhanced Dove's brand image, and made them more relevant. Finally, there's audience evolution. This is when a brand intentionally shifts its focus to a new target audience. Going back to Lego, their expansion into the digital space with video games and movies is a great example. Originally focused primarily on children, Lego expanded their audience base by appealing to adults and the nostalgia market, giving them sort of a universal ageless appeal. These types of brand evolution illustrate the diverse strategies companies can adopt. Whether it's a subtle logo update or a complete brand overhaul, each approach requires careful consideration and strategic planning. There have been successful brand evolutions that have set certain companies apart. When Spotify entered the music streaming scene, it was primarily a platform for streaming individual tracks and albums. But their evolution into a service offering curated playlists, podcast hosting, and personalized music experiences has been phenomenal. Spotify's success lies in its continuous adaptation to user preferences, harnessing data analytics to offer personalized content, and expanding into podcasting, which broadened their market appeal and solidified their position as a leader in audio streaming. Another success story is Target. Once viewed as just another big box retailer, Target transformed itself into a trendy, affordable place to shop. This evolution involved collaborations with renowned designers, an update of their in-store experience, and a successful digital strategy that integrated online shopping with physical stores. Target's rebranding made it stand out in a crowded retail market by offering an attractive, design-forward shopping experience at affordable prices. Spotify and Target didn't just change, they transformed in ways that deeply resonated with their audiences. But there are also times when brand evolution efforts don't go quite as planned. In 2009, Tropicana decided to completely overhaul its packaging design. The new design replaced the familiar orange with a straw image with a more generic look. This change confused customers, many of whom didn't recognize their beloved juice on the shelves. The result? Tropicana's sales plummeted by 20% in just 2 months, forcing them to revert to the original packaging. This case is a classic example of how drastic visual changes can disconnect a brand from its loyal customer base, especially when those changes strip away the brand's recognizable and cherished elements. Another example is Gap's logo change in 2010. Gap replaced its iconic blue box logo with a more contemporary design. But this change was met with immediate backlash from customers and the design community. The criticism was so intense that Gap reverted to its old logo within a week. This misstep highlights the importance of understanding brand heritage and customer attachment to brand symbols. Gap's logo was not just a design, it was a symbol of familiarity and trust for its customers. These examples underline a critical aspect of brand evolution: the need for careful consideration of customer expectations and brand history. Evolution should be a bridge to the future, not a leap into the unknown that leaves customers feeling alienated. For Gap and Tropicana, these were changes they could immediately take back fairly quickly. Some brands didn't have the luxury and created not just missteps, but full-on disasters. In 1985, Coca-Cola, in an attempt to stay ahead in the cola wars, changed their original formula to create New Coke. This decision was based on taste tests that suggested a sweeter cola was preferred. But the company grossly underestimated the emotional attachment customers had to the original formula. The backlash was swift and brutal. Consumers felt betrayed, and the uproar was so intense that Coca-Cola had to bring back the original formula, branded as Coca-Cola Classic, just 79 days later.
What were you thinking?
This misadventure shows that drastic changes, even with positive initial research, can backfire if they don't consider customer sentiment and brand heritage. Then there's Kodak, a company synonymous with photography for decades. Kodak's downfall is often attributed to its failure to adapt to the digital photography revolution. Despite having invented the core technology used in digital cameras, Kodak clung to their film business, underestimating how quickly digital technology would take over. This reluctance to evolve in the face of clear technological advancements led to Kodak filing for bankruptcy in 2012. This example is a stark reminder that brand evolution is not just about market trends, but also about technological innovation and foresight. New Coke and Kodak serve as powerful reminders of the risks involved in brand evolution. It's a delicate balance between innovation and maintaining a brand's core values and connection with customers. Getting it wrong can have significant repercussions. Now we arrive at a more introspective and philosophical question. Is a brand still the same after it evolves? The answer lies in how the evolution aligns with the brand's core values. If the evolution is true to the brand's foundational principles, then despite external changes, the brand retains its identity. But if the evolution strays too far from these principles, it might lead to a loss of identity, making customers feel disconnected. Brand evolution can significantly impact customer perception and loyalty. Loyal customers often have deep emotional attachments to a brand. Evolution that honors and enhances these emotional connections can strengthen loyalty, and changes that undermine these connections can alienate loyal customers. This is a delicate dance, evolving to attract new customers while retaining the trust and loyalty of existing ones. A successful evolution maintains this balance, ensuring that the brand's legacy resonates with both new and old customers alike. The crux of brand evolution lies in balancing core values with the need for change. Brands must evolve to stay relevant, but how they do so is key. Evolution should be an enhancement, not a replacement, of the brand's core values. It's about adapting these values to new contexts, not discarding them. Brands that master this balance create a timeless identity that can adapt and thrive through changes in markets, trends, and consumer behaviors. So in answering this question, we realize that brand evolution is not just a business strategy. It's a journey of identity, perception, and values. If you're a business owner contemplating on a rebrand or evolving your identity one step at a time, you'll soon discover that one of the most critical challenges is managing customer relationships. So how do you retain your current customers while evolving? How do you communicate these changes effectively? And how do you decide between focusing on your current market or exploring new ones? First and foremost, retaining current customers during evolution involves a deep understanding of what they value about your brand. It's crucial to reassure customers that the core values and qualities they cherish will remain intact. For example, when Starbucks introduced mobile ordering, it was not just about adopting new technology. It was about enhancing customer convenience while maintaining the quality of their coffee and in-store experience. Regular communication, loyalty programs, and involving customers in the evolution process, like seeking feedback on proposed changes, are effective strategies in this regard. Communicating changes effectively is all about transparency and consistency. Brands need to clearly articulate the reasons behind the changes and how these will benefit the customers. This communication should be consistent across all channels, be it social media, email newsletters, or in-store displays. An example of effective communication is when Microsoft transitioned from Office to Office 365. Explaining the benefits of a subscription model and cloud-based services, making the transition smooth for their customers. Deciding whether to focus on the current market or to explore new ones is a strategic decision that depends on the brand's vision and market conditions. It requires careful market research and understanding of potential opportunities. For example, Netflix's expansion into international markets was a strategic move to explore new audiences. But while doing so, they also continually enriched their content library to keep their existing base engaged. This dual focus ensures that while the brand reaches new markets, it does not lose sight of its current customer base. Managing customer relationships during brand evolution is about respecting and valuing the existing customer base while embracing change and expansion. As we come to the end of today's episode on brand evolution, the good, the bad, and the ugly, we've journeyed through various landscapes of branding, from incremental changes to complete overhauls, from triumphant success stories to cautionary tales of disaster. Brand evolution is indeed a delicate balance. It's a dance between staying true to a brand's essence and adapting to an ever-changing market. Evolution is not just necessary. It's inevitable for longevity and relevance. But how it's done makes all the difference. Now, I'd love to hear from you. What are your opinions on brand evolution? Have you experienced or observed a brand evolution that caught your attention, for better or for worse? Share your thoughts and stories with us. Join the conversation on social media. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram by searching for Story Selling with 16. Share your brand evolution stories or drop your thoughts in the Q&A box if you're listening on Spotify. And if you found today's episode insightful, please subscribe and share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, or anyone interested in the art of brand storytelling. Your support means the world to us. A huge thanks to you for tuning in. Don't forget to tune in next week for another exciting episode. Stay curious, keep evolving, and see you next week.
You've been listening to the Story Selling Podcast. Catch you again next time for a brand new episode. If you like this topic or have a story you'd like to share, reach out and visit 16ramos.com.